Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Matthew.
And we're from the band Zetajule.
We just put out a 6-song EP called Always Looking Up. It was recorded at home entirely on our iPhones because we're super poor.
Very poor. But yeah. Hey, you know, we don't let that stand in the way of fun.
Right. And you know what? I thought it would be a great idea if we put a playlist together here that was just super fun, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You want to kick it off?
Yeah. I think that we should have the maximum amount of fun, actually.
Maximum fun.
Yeah.
Got it.
For the next hour. Let's do it.
Cool. All right. Well, here we go. What's more fun than the godfather of home recording, the legend from New Jersey? It's our Stevie Moore, Cool Daddy-O.
Hi, it's great to be back with you. I am feeling well. Mind if I just sing? I'll start upon hearing the bell. Mommy's baking birthday bread and daddy's drink destroys his head and little distant cousins asleep. And I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's kissing me every time he says he's sewing sweaters so her fine fiancé fits in the sheet. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. You should see my fancy outfit. You should see their eyes. Mommy's polishing pottery and daddy wins the lottery and grandma's little nephew's in bed. And I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's boring Barbara and Sissy's in the shower shaving stubbles like her fiancé said. Cool daddy-o, that's me. Yet I'm a cool daddy-o. I'm so debonair, but I don't care to stick around, so I'm getting out of here. Daddy says to go away and little distant cousin woke up. I'm still a cool daddy-o. Everyone just settle down and listen to my song. Bubba's breaking broken shells and Sissy is proud of herself because her fiancé is choked up. Cool daddy-o. Just a cool daddy-o. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. I'm just a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o.
Is that all right? Let's do it again. All right, that was our Stevie Moore with the 1978 song, Cool Daddy-O. Let's go to Megan's pick.
That song was a lot of fun. I'm going to go ahead and go right into Spanned from Belgium, and they were on this label called Crammed Records, and the song was recorded in 1981. I'd say it's a pretty fun song. The first time I heard it, I was just kind of blown away with the level of edginess that came through with this particular piece. Anyways, so this is called Décollage, and it's by a band called the Honeymoon Killers, recorded in 1981.
d'avance. Tu ne verras rien de la piste, tu t'en balances. Désormais fini les conneries, tu t'envoles vers une autre idée de ta vie, laisse au sol. Écrasé de douleur idiote, celle qui fut toi toutes ces années sottes, quel gâchis. Prends l'avion pour un autre là-bas. Aimer c'est si bête, aimer c'est si fin. Prends l'avion pour un autre là-bas. Aimer c'est si bête. Prends l'avion pour un autre là-bas. Aimer c'est si bête, aimer c'est si fin. Prends l'avion.
That was Honeymoon Killers, a song called Décollage. And I don't know, I hope you guys are having a lot of fun. We're having some fun so far, I'd say. Anyway, this is Megan Carney and Matthew Sheffer from the band Zetajul. This is my KUTX, and this hour KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio, and we're playing whatever we want to play. And now I think it's time for one of Matt's next pick.
All right, this next song is by a guy out of LA. He put out a wonderful home recording last year. A lot of great synth work, a lot of great drum machines. Sounds like some Yamaha equipment in there. I'm not totally sure. But here it is. Hope you have some fun with it. Harriet Brown with ESP.
My way. Minutes pass and I'm relaxed, but your shoulders tighten and you're giving me sass. Midnight strikes, shall we go? Shrug my shoulders, wigging, I suppose. An hour passes and I'm feeling down. I wish we'd turn this ship around.
Do I have to slow up every word of my desire?
That was Harriet Brown with ESP. I think that was Maximum Fun.
Maximum.
Let's go to Megan's pick.
Okay, so we're going to stay in Belgium, pertaining to the song I played before Matt's. This is another band out of Belgium, Brussels to be exact. And funnily enough, it was actually recorded on the same label as the Honeymoon Killers. It's a label called Crammed Records. And this was recorded in 1988. It's a band called Telex, and this song is called I Want Your Brain. I Want Your Brain by the band called Telex, straight out of Brussels, Belgium. I said Belgian, didn't I? Belgium. Maybe I just want waffles, that's why I said that. Anyways, so that was off this album called Looney Tunes, if that gives you an idea of the kind of humor that these guys had. But anyways, it was a lot of fun, wouldn't you say, Matt?
That was extremely fun. Really, I mean that. Do you mind if I pick the next song?
I'm ready for some more fun, if that's right. What you really want.
Yeah, can we have some more old-fashioned fun?
Please.
Okay, cool. So let's move on. This is a great songwriter, kind of under the radar in America. When we think of the great early songwriters, we think Gershwin, Cole Porter, and of course, they were amazing. But this is my guy here. This is Noel Coward, and this great piece of satire here. I can't believe somebody was doing something this subversive at the time. From his Noel Coward in New York, this is What's Going to Happen to the Tots.
Life today is hectic. Our world is running away. Only the wise can recognize the process of decay. Unhappily, all our dialectic is quite unable to say whether we're on the beam or not, whether we rise supreme or not, whether this new regime or not is leading us astray. We all have frigidaires, radios, television and movie shows to shield us from the ultimate abyss. We have our daily bread, neatly cut, every modern convenience, but the question that confronts us all is this. What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? Having been injected with some rather peculiar glands, darling mum's gone platinum and dances to all the rumba bands. The songs that she sings at twilight would certainly be the highlight for some of those clacks that Elsa Maxwell takes around in yachts. Rock-a-bye, 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 my darlings. Mother requires a few more shots. Does it amuse the tiny mites to see their parents high as kites? What's going to happen to the tots? Life today's neurotic, a ceaseless battle we wage. Millions are spent to circumvent the march of middle age. The fact that we grab each new narcotic can only prove in the end whether our hormones gel or not, whether our cells rebel or not, whether we're blown to hell or not, we'll all be round the bend from taking Benzedrine, Dexamil, every possible sleeping pill to knock us out or knock us into shape. We all have shots for this, shots for that, shots for making us thin or fat. But there's one problem that we can't escape. What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? Thanks to plastic surgery and Uncle's abrupt demise, dear Aunt Rose has changed her nose but doesn't appear to realize that pleasures that once were heaven look silly at 67. And youthful allure you can't procure in terms of perms and pots. So lullaby, 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 my darlings, try not to scratch those large red spots. Think of the shock when Mummy's face is lifted from its proper place. What's going to happen to the tots? What's going to happen to the children when there aren't any more grown-ups? It's bizarre when Grandmama, without getting out of breath, starts to jive at 85 and frightens the little ones to death. The police had to send a squad car when Daddy got fried on vodka and tied a tweed coat round Mummy's throat in several sailor's knots. Hush-a-bye, 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 my darlings, try not to fret and wet your cots. One day you'll clench your tiny fists and murder your psychiatrists. What's going to happen to the tots?
Noel Coward, What's Going to Happen to the Tots? That was super fun. This is Matthew and Megan from Zettajoule, and we are here. We have taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. We hope you're having fun, and I know they say that one man's fun is another man's pain, so hopefully you're having the maximum amount of fun or pain right now.
Either way, you're correct.
All right. Yes, you are.
You're entitled to your pain or your fun, but we hope you're having fun.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay. So If you haven't noticed, Megan and I have been alternating songs here. We have an odd number of songs in the playlist, so we had to figure out something to pick together. And, you know, I thought, Megan, it might be cool if we actually introduce the song at the same time, too. Is that...
Yeah, let's do it. Save a little face, you know?
Okay, all right. Yeah. You ready?
Yes, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. One, two, three.
I don't know much about this next song, but it's done by an early 60s American girl group. And someone thought it was a good idea to have them just scream like a bunch of chimpanzees for the chorus.
It's actually a pretty good song, and it's also pretty weird.
But most importantly, it's extremely fun. This is Egyptian Shumba by the Tammies. Okay, so if you're tuning in right now, we just heard the Tammies, and that song was called Egyptian Shumba. And I think that was the most fun we've had so far. What do you think, Matt?
Of the set or of our lives?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I don't think I should answer because we have to move on to the next song. Actually, it's by a duo of sisters, from what I've heard, is one of the most fun place in the world, Canada. Montreal specifically. Anyways, this group is called Kate and Anna McGarrickle, and the song is called Move Over Moon.
My horoscope reads, don't talk to strangers. Tall, dark, and handsome, or short, bald, and plain. My soothsayer says to sit tight and wait for my stars to get rearranged. So don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, 'cause I'm waiting for my heaven to change. Move over, move. Get out of Uranus. This house is anxious for the sun to come in, 'cause it's on the rise. It's on the rise. It's time for my new day to begin. So move over, move. I sit at my window by the first
right, that was Move Over Moon by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Yeah, this is Megan Carney and Matthew Sheffer from the band called Zetajule, and this is my KUTX. We are the guest DJs for this hour, and if you miss any of the show or want to see our playlist, you can find this full episode at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX.
All right, well, I'm going to get on to my pick. So this guy, you know, mostly R&B soul, but he also kind of even experiments with punk rock and really feels like a historian when you listen to his albums, and he's just doing album after album of great work, and for some reason I never hear people talk about him. I don't know why. Let's talk about him more. This is Van Hunt from the album The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets, Puddin'.
Sweet Georgia brown, and I don't want nothing in my pudding but the chocolate. We danced to go-go, we drank cocoa from Manila, her sister cherry and strawberry and vanilla. Took me into the hills and tried to beg, borrow and steal my love, but I don't want nothing in my pudding but the chocolate. Tell him about it. Hey, he don't want nothing in his pudding but the chocolate. I don't want nothing but the, nothing but the, I don't want nothing but the, nothing but the, I don't want nothing but the, nothing but the, I don't want nothing but the, nothing but the. She moved for good to Hollywood, we had to part. Cause her touches with her brushes turned to blood. And I like my movie stars just like my liquor down. Hey, I don't want nothing in my pudding but the chocolate.
That was Van Hunt with Puddin'. That guy's amazing. Go check out all of his stuff. Album after album, awesome stuff. I'm telling you, go check out Van Hunt now or after this show.
You're going to have lots of fun.
All right, let's go to Megan's pick.
Okay, so this next song is one of the most celebrated artists in Italy. I mean, like, this guy was a total idol, pretty much like the Paul McCartney of Italy, if I do say so myself. But yeah, this song really laid the groundwork for Italian disco. I think they had a lot of fun making this record. Released in 1976, this is Ancora Tu by Lucio Battisti.
Ancora tu, non mi sorprende, lo sai. Ancora tu, ma non dovevamo vederci più. E come stai? Domanda inutile. Mangiato o no? anch'io, e non soltanto di te. Che bella sei, sembri più giovane, o forse sei solo più simpatica. Tu vuoi sapere? Nessuna, no. Ho solo ripreso a fumare. Sei ancora tu, purtroppo l'unica. Ancora tu, l'incorreggibile. Ma lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile, lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile. Purtroppo l'unica, ancora tu, l'incorreggibile, ma lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile, lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile. Disperazione, gioia mia, sarò ancora tuo, sperando che non sia follia, ma sia quel che sia. Abbracciami amore mio, abbracciami amor mio, che adesso lo voglio anch'io. Ancora tu, non mi sorprende. Ancora tu, ma non dovevamo vederci più. E come stai? Domanda inutile. Stai come me e ci scappa da ridere.
Ancora Tu by Lucio Battisti.
This is Matthew and Megan from Zettajule. We are your guest DJs this hour. We do hope you're having fun. That's the idea here. All right. So I guess if you were to ask us what our favorite band of all time is, I think collectively we would say Yellow Magic Orchestra. Is that fair?
For sure.
So this is a Japanese band. Got started in the late 70s. Just true innovators, drum machine, synths, mm-hmm. amazing songwriters. You might know Ryoichi Sakamoto's work from his film scoring stuff, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and they also scored a lot of video games in the early 80s.
They did some video game work as well. These guys are just amazing and so inspiring, and we listen to them almost every day.
Right? Yeah, almost as much as the Beatles.
They are. There are Beatles away from Beatles. They're incredible.
Yes.
Go and listen to all this band stuff. They're so amazing. All right. Here you go. Ongaku from the album Naughty Boys. This is Yellow Magic Orchestra. Thank you. That was Yellow Magic Orchestra with Ungaku, our favorite band ever. And you know what? You don't have to take our word for it. You know what David Bowie said about them? This is what he said. I didn't first fully understand Yellow Magic Orchestra until I had realized that they had created their own genre. That's super fun.
It's flipping fun.
All right, Megan.
I'm just really glad that we were able to share all this music with you guys. This has been really fun. And, you know, I just also wanted to say that we live in a music town and we were kind of like torn between the idea of playing, you know, some of our favorite local acts versus playing our non, you know, our global favorite acts. And we just want to say that, you know, we wanted to kind of take you guys on a trip around the world. There's so much good music out there, so it was really tough, but I feel pretty good about our playlist.
I think, you know, yeah, you're right. There are some local people. I was like, we got to put them on it. But
we love you guys.
Then we're like, well, what about this band? What about them?
I know. But we just want to say,
sorry,
friends. We love you.
Sorry, Zeke and Alex, especially.
Yeah, especially. But going forward, I think we're actually going to stay in Japan. Because this next artist, she was actually a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra, of the live version, and she played keys, but she also had an amazing solo career. You should go check out the cover art of this album that she's on, or her album. It's a picture of her wearing a jumpsuit and holding a dolphin over her shoulders. It's super fun. Anyways, this is her rendition of a song by Yellow Magic Orchestra's Ryuichi Sakamoto. Here is Akiko Yano with Tong Pu.
Oh,
That was Akiko Yano in a song called Tong Pu, and I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you, Matt.
All right, I'm down to my last pick. I'm kind of sad because I don't like to stop having fun. I think that's not fun to do that.
I know.
But that's how it goes. So, you know, let's go and check out this truly great and truly underrated jazz singer, Blossom Dearie. She was super hip, super fun. She's one of those singers where you can just hear the facial expressions without even seeing them. This song is from the album Blossom Dearie Sings, produced by the legendary Bob DeRoe. Note the beautifully contained drum performance by Al Harewood, who you may know from Grant Green's masterpiece Idle Moments, and listen to these great satirical lyrics by Johnny Mercer. This is I'm Shadowing You by Blossom Dearie. Blossom Dearie, I'm Shadowing You. So much fun. So amazing.
Yeah.
So much fun. Did you have fun, Megan?
Yeah, that was so fun. I just love how much power can come from hitting a drum that softly.
Right. That's a super fun thought.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I can't believe the hour is almost over.
I know. We've had so much fun today.
Yeah.
Like, so much fun that I think it's important to reflect on the fun we've had. And think about how we can have more fun with music, just more fun with life in general, and more fun with the ones we love.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. And, you know, and just so everybody out there knows, this is Matthew and Megan from Zetajule. Go check out our EP. It's called Always Looking Up. There's 6 songs. We recorded it at home on our iPhones. We're going to put out more music at some point. As soon as we can afford to pay our mastering engineer, we'll do that. I promise. Hopefully some of you are enjoying the stuff we're doing. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun, the songs. If I can brag as much as possible, I would at least call it fun.
Yeah, I would say so. And so far, the reviews we've gotten have indicated those sentiments as well. So if you want to join in on the fun, feel free to go to Spotify and just type our name in, and you'll get our single as well as our 6-song EP. So check that out. We also just want to say thank you to KUTX for bringing us here today. And a special thanks to Taylor Wallace for even convincing the radio station that maybe we're qualified to be a part of this adventure.
Yes, thank you so much, Taylor. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Thank you.
We listen every night. So anyways, back to having fun. And this will be our last moment of fun together. And then we got to take off and let Art Levy go live his life. Thank you so much to Art as well. We're going to turn to a woman named Molly Drake. She is actually the mother of the beloved singer-songwriter Nick Drake. She's going to help us reflect on this fun that we've had today. It's a beautiful home recording from sometime in the 1950s. In keeping with the theme, the final words of this song are, "I remember having fun." Here it is, Molly Drake's "I Remember."
We tramped the open moorland in the rainy April weather, and came upon the little inn that we had found together. The landlord gave us toast and tea and stopped to share a joke. And I remember firelight, I remember firelight, I remember firelight. And you remember smoke. We ran about the meadow grass with all the harebells bending and shaking in the summer wind, the summer never ending. We wandered to the little stream among the river flats. Willow trees, I remember willow trees, I remember willow trees, and you remember gnats. We strolled the Spanish marketplace at 90 in the shade, with all the fruit and vegetables so temptingly arrayed. We can share a memory, as every lover must. And I remember oranges, I remember oranges, I remember oranges, and you remember dust. The autumn leaves are tumbling down and winter's almost here. But through the spring and summertime we laughed away the year. And now we can be grateful for the gift of memory. For I remember having fun, two happy hearts that beat as one, when I had thought that we were you.